This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the DSI.com inside line, he is the host of That Fantasy Football Show. Heard every Tuesday night, right here on SB Nation Radio, following this program. It's our buddy Chris Tubbs. What's up, Tubbs? Hey.
What's going on, Pooh? How you doing, brother?
Dude, I can't believe you're not here.
But they let me out early. I mean, I had to try and get an advanced happy hour drink or two in.
See, I would have bought you some drinks and some wings and stuff for hanging out, but, you know, you ditched me. So I understand. I see where I stand right here with you. I see what's
Dude, you were working. You were working. You're a hard-working guy. Me, I mean, when they're like, you know what, Tubbsy, you can leave the office early on a Friday. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Go get a couple of drinks, get some wings, come back, hang out.
Get a couple more drinks, some more wings, hang out.
Yeah, and then when the show is over, we'll go get some more wings and some more drinks, man. It's Friday.
Hey, that's okay. It's a PC and Tubbsy show. Woo, let's do it.
That is where it's at. All right, buddy. So we're going into week one fantasy football. Last night, how much did Matt Ryan take a downgrade on his season outlook last night?
I don't think he took a whole lot of a downgrade, PC. A lot of the problems last night were just the fact that Philadelphia defense, for all the talk about Nick Foles and Carson Wentz and Jay Ajayi, we forget that Philadelphia defense is still a top 3-4 unit in the league. So I don't – it was that first drive, the first couple drives I thought were really good, especially when Matt Ryan was hooking up with Julio Jones, but – you know, there were things that broke down on the offensive line. I'm not as down on the Steve Sarkisian offense as maybe most. One thing I would look at, though, and buyer beware with those that picked up a Tevin Coleman as the backup to Devontae Freeman. I think you're looking at more of a timeshare and maybe a 60-40 than maybe looking at Freeman being an RB1. So I'd be looking more at that more so than downgrading Matt Ryan for the rest of the season.
All right, so who are your top plays for this weekend?
Well, I got to be honest. One of the guys that I really like in terms of quarterbacks, I really, really like Andy Dalton. And that seems almost counterintuitive to a lot of things, but you know, you're going to pick on the Indianapolis Colts this year. The Colts secondary was awful last year, and I think they're even worse this year. The Bengals have done better in the offensive line, and once they established the run with Joe Mixon, I think Dalton, A.J. Green, and even Tyler Eifert are going to have some good games. I love Phillip Rivers against Kansas City. You know, Eric Berry missed almost the last season, and you can't forget about that. And the Chiefs, normally Bob Sutton, their defensive coordinator, he likes to rush with four or five, which means you've got some really nice matchup for some of the wide receivers on the linebackers. So I definitely look for a guy like Keenan Allen to have a pretty big game. Some of the running backs that I like, one guy that I do like based on volume is Peyton Barber from Tampa Bay. I mean, I don't think this game is going to be as much of a blowout as people are going to think. I don't see Dirk Cutter trusting Ryan Fitzpatrick to move the ball down the field. And let's not forget, three out of the last four meetings at the Superdome, the Bucs have played New Orleans really well. So I know it's a 9.5-point spread, but I think just the fact that Peyton Barber is going to get a lot of volume. The Saints were 27th against the run, according to Pro Football Focus. So I think they're going to be weak underneath, and I think Peyton Barber could have a nice day.
All right, Tubbsy. Who are some of your guys to avoid this week, guys, that if you have a better option, you definitely want to go with the other option?
A couple guys that I really don't like. I'm going to go to the wide receivers. I know you like your Giants. I don't like Sterling Shepard and Evan Ingram against Jacksonville. The only guy I trust is OBJ, and even if Jalen Ramsey was healthy, I would still say that's a game I want to play OBJ, but I just I don't trust the volume right there, and I do think that Jacksonville is going to get after Eli Manning. In terms of running backs, I don't like either one of the San Francisco running backs, whether it's Matt Breida or Alfred Morris. There have been talks that Alfred Morris was going to start. Well, Breida is actually number one on the depth chart. The Vikings are very good against the run. And I mean, Jerick McKinnon, this would have been a revenge game. And even though it's a Kyle Shanahan system, I don't trust either one of them. And even on the other side, I mentioned the Chargers and the Chiefs. I don't like Pat Mahomes this week against the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't think the Chargers are going to make it easy on him because this is going to be really his first meaningful start. So they're going to try and get after him. And with all the comparisons that we've heard to Brett Favre, which I think are not fair because you're setting the kid up for expectations that he just can't reach, I just don't think that Patrick Mahomes, you might be looking at, you know, one or two touchdowns, but if you're looking at 3-4 interceptions, I mean, that's going to negate any positivity he gives you.
Chris Tubbs is the host of That Fantasy Football Show, heard right here every Tuesday night, following Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio. There are, you know, this we see a lot of guys who are being, you know, ruled out of games here. And Vance McDonald's been ruled out. Joey Bosa's out. Sonny Michel is considered questionable. But I think they're going to go with Rex Burkhead. Are you concerned about Burkhead long-term playing with this slight tear in his knee?
I'm more concerned about the fact that the Patriots finally invested a first-round pick on a starting running back. I don't know the last time they had somebody that they drafted in the first round. You know, we've seen so many Belichicks, as they say, with running backs. So it's not the health that concerns me. It's just I don't know who's going to be that bell cow from week to week because we know that James White is – he might be the most consistent out of everybody, PC, and that's just because you know he's going to get maybe 4 or 5 catches for, you know, 40 to 50 yards. So you're looking, you know, maybe 8 to 9 points out of James White. You know, remember last year when Mike Gillisley had that great opening game and, you know, guy was never heard from again. So I think Rex Burkhead for the time being is going to be the bell cow, but I just don't trust Bill Belichick week to week enough with his running backs. Because I'm fully convinced that he hates fantasy football, and that's why he does this to us.
Do you think James White could get some reps lined up in the slot, kind of playing that Julian Edelman role?
I think you could because you've got Chris Hogan and Rob Gronkowski. But other than that, people forget that you lost Danny Amendola as well to Miami. So you've got to fill some spots. So I would not be surprised at all if Josh McDaniels got a little more creative with a guy like James White, and he could be one of those, you know, what the heck, let's throw a dart at a dartboard and see if it sticks flex play. Now, I wouldn't stick him in a running back spot, but if you wanted to throw him in a flex or your second flex, you know, that's certainly one of those, you know, low-risk, high-reward sort of options, but you know, don't be surprised if he only gives you 8 or 9 points, but if he ends up, you know, 15 to 16 to 17, that wouldn't surprise me either, depending on your scoring.
Chris Tubbs, host of That Fantasy Football Show, heard right here on SB Nation Radio Tuesday nights after Straight Heat, with us on the hotline on the BetDSI.com inside line. Tubbsy, the Patriots and the Texans, you know, one of the marquee matchups of the week. And, you know, some of the numbers that the Texans offense put up last year, despite their league worst offensive line, with Deshaun Watson, Will Fuller, and DeAndre Hopkins all on the field together, they played 4 games together. And in those 4 games, the Texans offense averaged 40.5 points per game. But Will Fuller could be a game time decision because he's got a strained hamstring. If Fuller cannot go, do the Texans have basically no chance of beating the Patriots?
Not only do they have a great chance, I'll say right here, I think for the second year in a row that the Patriots get thumped in week one. And I love the dynamic of, you mentioned Watson and Hopkins and Lamar Miller. If you picked up Lamar Miller in the 3rd or 4th round, he's got nobody behind him on the depth chart, PC. I mean, you and Jose know the Texans as well as anybody that I know. They've got nobody there behind him. So Lamar Miller is going to get a ton of work. I am just I'm in love with Deshaun Watson this year. New England's defense has been very suspect over the past few years. Now, they've got some different personnel, and you've got the McCourty twins, which is great, but look at Bill O'Brien's work with Deshaun Watson last year against the Patriots. So if you're looking at it from a quarterback situation there, that's great. If you're looking at the wide receivers and DeAndre Hopkins, they had one of the worst pass defenses in the league. Hell, maybe the defense was garbage for most of the season. They didn't do anything in the offseason to bolster their secondary in terms of personnel. So, I mean, you lost your best defender, Malcolm Butler. You lost him. He went to Tennessee. So I have no problems in rolling out all three of those. And I just don't think right now offensively Tom Brady is great. I don't think they've got the horses to keep up with the Texans. And I think if the Texans score 31 to 34 points, they win this game. And I think they'll hit 30-plus.
All right, Tubbsy, let's Kirk Cousins or Russell Wilson this week?
I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins, and it's not just a homer pick. I think you look at San Francisco, especially because they don't have Reuben Foster in the middle. You know, this is a home game for Kirk Cousins as well, and I do like the weapons right now with Minnesota. I like Thielen. He should be healthy. I like Diggs. You've got Dalvin Cook coming back. You know, the offensive line for Seattle, it's still a question mark at this point. And Denver's defense is not what it once was, but Denver's still got a very good defense. You got Doug Baldwin, who he's got that bulky knee. He said he's about 85%, and that's the best Doug Baldwin's going to be the entire year. You don't have a Jimmy Graham. You don't have anybody else outside of Doug Baldwin. Maybe Tyler Lockett, but I don't see enough there. And I think if you bottle up Chris Carson, which Denver I think can, you put Chris Harris on a Doug Baldwin, all of a sudden you got Russell Wilson. The talent just is not there in the skill players right now. So especially week one, I think Wilson is the better quarterback, PC. But I think this week, Kirk Cousins, based on matchups and numbers, I think Cousins has the better opening game than Russell Wilson.
All right, Shady McCoy or Saquon Barkley?
I'll take Saquon. I just the groin soreness right now for LeSean McCoy, that concerns me. Plus, he's at that age 30 where we know that running backs have a tendency to drop off. Nathan Peterman at quarterback, I don't trust. I'll take the rookie Saquon Barkley against Jacksonville before I would touch LeSean McCoy this year.
Okay, and I guess I'll give you one more, and that would be, let's go Michael Thomas or Davante Adams.
Well, both these guys, I don't think you could go wrong with either one. But right now, I think I'm going to go with Michael Thomas because I think that the Bucs pass defense, it's very, very soft. Alvin Kamara could touch the ball a ton of times. So you take the pressure off, you come up to defend Kamara, and all of a sudden Michael Thomas, I just don't think there's any way that Carlton Davis is going to be able to hang with Michael Thomas. I think you're looking at Michael Thomas making some bigger plays against Tampa than Davante Adams would against Chicago.
All right, it's Chris Tubbs, host of That Fantasy Football Show here every Tuesday night on SB Nation Radio. You can follow him on Twitter at CM Tubbs. If you're going to ask last-second fantasy football questions, ideas, roster ideas, tweet him at CM Tubbs. Appreciate your time, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
You got it, brother. I'll take you up on those drinks and wings, too.
I bet you will. All right, Tubbsy.
Jose's invited, too. We can bring Jose.
All right, I'll pay for you. You pay for him.
Wait, what? Nobody said that. Wait, what? my phone's breaking up. What?
Take care, Tubbsy. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays on the inside line. BetDSI.com. Home stretch next.